Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The window. I can hear someone knocking on the door. There are voices in the street and the sound of running feet, and they whisper the word
Radish.
There are men coming down from the valleys. There are tall ships lying off the coast, and they carry the light in the dark of the night, like a whisper in the wind. Bring my gun and a handful of silver. By the sea we will gather for the fight. It's been so many years, so many tears. We have lost once before, now we'll settle the score when our cannons will roar revolution!
Watch and wait. Get ready for the sign. There are many here among us who have not yet seen the light. Roll it.
There are many here among us now who have not seen the light. We must send the word to all the people in the land. Go to every hill and mountain, for the time is not at hand to light a fire. Light a fire.
In the last 2 days, multiple daring raids have been launched into the heart of the New World Order's operation. Luke Radowski, Sabrina Rivera, Tom Foti, and I know all three, reporting for Infowars.com, snuck into the Council on Foreign Relations. I'm going to leave it at that. They're coming up in 30 minutes. We'll break it down for you. They confronted David Rockefeller at his house with his bodyguards having an absolute meltdown. They confronted Rudolph Giuliani with a victim of 9/11, with a family member of a victim of 9/11. And they confronted Al Gore on 9/11. It's absolutely amazing. And they're joining us coming up in 30 minutes. We've got so much news, it just makes my head spin. I just heard Tony Snow about 30 minutes ago on the air with Neil Bortz lying. He literally spewed for 15 minutes pure lies about the amnesty plan. They are definitely making their move. I've never seen them make a move like this. They got to break the country's back, and they got to do it now. And they're sounding desperate. They're out there having to really push hard. I smell blood. What about you? Let's go for the throat. We'll be right back.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, I was supposedly told on Friday, but I guess I missed the message. I get so busy up here at the office that Ron Paul is on this Thursday. He had to reschedule because of scheduling conflicts, but he is on for 30 minutes coming up in just a couple days. Jim Tucker will also be joining us from Istanbul on Thursday. They believe they have learned the location of the Bilderberg Conference. This will be, what, the 53rd Bilderberg Conference. Tucker heads for Istanbul. We've got his report out here. And they believe it's going to be at the Classis Hotel in the tiny town of Silivri, about 40 miles from Istanbul. We'll be going over that. Brits could be forced to give up meat, milk to fight global warming. See, it's going to be one-child policies and no meat. This is a total reengineering of society. So they start with simple things like light bulbs. Sounds reasonable. And then it leads to one-child policies and finally euthanasia, already going on quietly worldwide. Also, Iraqi refugees in dire straits turn to Syrian sex trade. Email tax coming. This time it isn't us telling you 4, 5, 6 years ago. And they would always deny it, even though they introduced legislation. This is the official email tax legislation. It will also, the New York Times says, end the Internet. See, they're now preparing, they're now announcing their Internet, too. It's now being announced. We'll be covering that for you. They're making their move, ladies and gentlemen. They're making their move right now. Liberty attack, part of grand scheme. That's Mark Glenn, American Free Press. We'll be going over that. Unknown drugs used to persecute Falun Gong. They take you to the prison. They give you a shot that paralyzes you, and then they just turn you over to your family. That's your punishment. It's a new way of, and it also punishes the community that then has to take care of you. It's all part of the weapons operations they're launching. Of course, China is the global model. You can look forward to similar activities here. It's a huge admitted laboratory, as is Singapore, of domination and control and surveillance. That's why they're our good buddies. Fury is 90,000 police officers caught speeding or let off. Mexican mob boos Miss America, chant Mexico. And this is shades of chanting pro-Bin Laden slogans. Jane Stanley, remember her from BBC, reporting that Building 7 had fallen long before it did. A college student got her on the telephone, and we'll be playing that later. And she got very upset when they asked about who told her it was going to fall down. You can hear her suck in some breath. You can hear the adrenaline course through her veins because she's been told, you better keep your mouth shut, little lady, or things aren't going to go too well. You can hear the fear. So we'll be going over that. Also, the United States government uses al-Qaeda to attack Iran. This is came out over the weekend publicly, but it got little to no attention. Paul Watson wrote an article yesterday on PrisonPlanet.com that we'll be covering as well. I was going to have the Illinois Rifle Association on in about 15 minutes, but because they've got open, massive attacks on the Second Amendment there, but we're going to move them back to later because, again, Luke Radowski, Sabrina Rivera, and Tom Foti, reporting for Infowars.com over the weekend, and, of course, Luke had been trying to call me all weekend, but I didn't check my cell phone. I didn't check my office phones. I really need to. I had everybody from Charlie Sheen to Luke Radowski trying to contact me. We'll talk about the Charlie Sheen stuff later, too. I'm literally my head spinning. There's no way to cover all this anymore. By the way, I just covered a small part of the stack. That is a 2-inch stack. There is literally a 6- or 7-inch stack sitting in front of me. Each story we could spend 3 hours on. Literally, it makes me have a... It's like an excited headache, though. It's not even a painful headache. It's like my brain is burning effusively with the desire to expose all of this. But Luke Radowski and his crew, his team, his cohorts, his friends, his comrades, what's the right word, his collaborators, they were able to confront Lord Rockefeller, David Rockefeller, at his home. They were able to infiltrate the sanctuary of the Council on Foreign Relations, the British command base on Pratt Street at Pratt House. They were able to confront Al Gore and Rudolph Giuliani this weekend. I mean, they are on a streak here, literally in the enemy's camp, in the capital of the United States, New York City, the true capital, one of the triple crown capitals of the New World Order, one of the three horns, Paris, London, and New York, ladies and gentlemen, make no mistake. And those are the true capitals of the New World Order. They have their subsidiaries and auxiliaries, but some would say it was Jerusalem, others would say it was Tel Aviv, others would say it was Moscow or Beijing or Peking or Tokyo. No, no. It's New York, London. New York, London, and Paris, Paris. This is off the charts. Now, Luke is not going to upload this video yet because he's on a streak. He's on a mad jag, a foray, a raid, as they call it. And Giuliani's speaking again today, so they're going to try to call out the troops. That's you listening in the New York or New Jersey areas. Newark or New York or any of the surrounding areas, you need to, when Luke joins us coming up in about 10-15 minutes, you need to get ready, saddle up, because they'll probably try to stop him, but they won't be able to stop everybody from getting in to confront Giuliani again. It's important to hit him over and over and over again, repeatedly, physically, letting them know they're not gods, letting them know they're not in ivory towers, letting them know what they already know, that they're not invincible, that their illusion is crumbling. By the way, Giuliani gasped with fear, I'm told, and couldn't even speak when he was confronted at point-blank range. David Rockefeller's bodyguards. The descriptions I've been told, this is going to be some extremely powerful video to be uploaded to YouTube. I haven't seen the footage, but I would upload Rockefeller first, then Giuliani, then Al Gore. And yes, they've got footage of where they stormed. Well, that's too. They actually slipped in, and the door was open, you know, supposedly public offices there on the ground floor, into the Council on Foreign Relations. Absolutely amazing. And the freelance reporter reporting for Infowars.com, Luke Radowski, is just doing a great job. Absolutely amazing. So exciting to see young people taking action. Luke's 21 years old, ladies and gentlemen. I got into this fight when I was 20, and Luke got into it when he was 19. And guess what woke him up? That's one of the things I'm really proud of in my life, is that's what I'm here to do. That's what I've been telling you for over 10 years. I really realized this. My job is to wake people up. My job is to call on the faithful. My job is to plant seeds and reach out to others to take action and to be leaders. One person called in one time and said, "You're a prophet. You're going to save us." No, it's the opposite, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, if you want to liken me to prophets, then liken me, and I don't mean this literally. I mean, this is an analogy to John the Baptist. I'm calling for others to come. I'm here literally, if need be, to put my head on the chopping block to get more people activated and to take action. And if you want to know where the solution is to fighting the New World Order, you need to only look in the mirror, because that's where the fall of this nation lies. It's where the rise of this nation lies. It's where our entire future is held, is in your soul, ladies and gentlemen. In the seat of your consciousness does lie the seed of the universe. As a great philosopher once said. And so I ask you out there to activate the unlimited potential that is within you. And that's what this broadcast is for. It is here simply to magnify the great works of others. It is simply a focus point or a crossroads. It is a place where I try to energize and try to expand and amplify what you are doing. And as long as I am presented with an open hand, this broadcast is open to everyone. It is not open to those in this movement that are in it for the wrong reasons. And sadly, too many are, and that's why they never have real success in the fight against the New World Order. It is a true heart that is able to face the dragon of the New World Order, ladies and gentlemen. It is the true heart. That doesn't mean we're perfect or we're angelic or we are spotless, far from it, but it is the true heart filled and buoyed with courage and the light of God that is able to stand forth against our enemies, and they quake in fear as if we are thousand-foot giants. And if you could only experience the fear in their eyes at the gleam of righteousness in your eyes when you stand up for the weak and the infirm, when you stand up for the third world, when you stand up against the New World Order and let them know that you are aware of all of their crimes, they shake to their very foundations. It's a put-on. It's an act that they tell you can't beat City Hall, you can't fight City Hall, you can't affect change, you don't have power. They know that the tidal forces of humanity and our species and our forebears and our ancestors in long line stand behind us. And they know that the love of our families and our women and our children beat in our breast. It is a force once unleashed that will sweep the globe. We shall return with Tony Snow attempting to turn the drawbridge wheel, to open the gates, to overrun the nation. They are making their move. We must engage them now.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triomethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrids wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
All right, this broadcast will be extremely important today. I've never seen so much news. It's all completely out of control. Stay with us. You know, I think the best way to get into Tony Snow and what I heard him doing today and how they're pulling out every stop to try to get amnesty through and break the back of America, including just unbelievable congenital lying on scales, frankly, I've never even seen the New World Order engage in. Just mass lying everywhere. But right now, let's go to Miss America down in a big beauty pageant in Mexico City. And she comes out and she's booed, ladies and gentlemen. This is the love that Tony Snow and George Bush say that Mexico has for us. Here it is.
USA. Thank you, Brazil.
Next is USA. Yes. Okay. Un momento, por favor. She has selected judge number one, Tony Romo. Your question, please.
If you could go back and relive one moment in your life, what moment would you pick and why?
I would have to say I would go back to January of 2007 when I traveled to South Africa to volunteer at the Oprah Winfrey Leadership Academy for Girls in South Africa. I'm very passionate about education, and being there in South Africa just sparked my interest even more for education and all that I can do for that. So that's where I would go. I would go back to South Africa.
All right, let's go ahead and stop. The booing goes on and on. By the way, I went and pulled up some other clips this morning, and it, of course, turns out that they were not booing the other people. It was the United States, and it needed to be booed, and then they boo her while she talks about going to South Africa, giving, of course, the proper politically correct comment. And right after 9/11, they were chanting Osama bin Laden and holding up his pictures at a soccer game for the U.S. versus Mexico. And my point is let's stop lying about this. Let's not be so politically correct that we're not supposed to talk about it. I mean, you go to one of these illegal alien parades or even go to a Daisy Sage parade, and about half the people are shouting, Viva La Raza, down with America, Mexico, Mexico, Mexico. Then I got it on video right here in Austin, and I got police beating up anybody that protests them and putting them in paddy wagons. I mean, by the way, American citizens aren't, and I just want to tell the illegal aliens something. I mean, if they're listening to this show. Why do you think the man, you know, New York-powered banks are behind this? It's about bringing down America so we can all be slaves just like you are in Mexico or North Korea. There's nowhere to run when the U.S. falls. And I was driving to work listening to Tony Snow, the White House press secretary. I mean, this guy's dying of cancer right now. And he's still eloquently lying, though, right into the grave. And there he was, I mean, spewing pure lies for 10, 15 minutes. I was driving down the road with my mouth hanging open because I knew what the next lie would be after the next lie. And Neil Bortz was putting on a halfway fight against it, kind of sandbagging. He was kind of, you know, acting like he was having a boxing match. And I had a bad feeling, and I switched to the next big national talk station carrying national talk. And there was another White House operative on there. I had another bad feeling. I switched channels. It was another top neocon. Right now, they're on every conservative talk station in the country injecting pure cyanide into America. And that's what Mexico is. It's a big injection of pure poison into America. Now, I mean, look, if they were driving down the wages and wrecking the economy, that'd be one thing. And, you know, on average, getting right at triple the amount of welfare and services they actually pay in taxes, you know, the lie that they're contributing, I'd kind of still not have as big a problem. But it's the fact that they're running around with Mexican flags saying down with America. It makes me really, really angry. And then on top of that, I got to hear that piece of trash, that fake conservative up there posing, that Benedict Arnold, that Judas goat. I mean, they got Dick Cheney on Limbaugh pushing the amnesty. They're out in force. I heard him a few weeks ago on there pushing it. Because, and I've never seen them come out like this, and the Democrats. And Bortz did call him on using Ted Kennedy lines. He was using Ted Kennedy lines of, we need to get these people out of the shadows. Folks, they're not in the shadows. They're running around screaming, Viva La Mexico! Viva La Raza! Down with America! And these poor people don't understand that they got the most powerful friends in the world. Why do they think the man, the patron, is giving them full power? You are empowered by the beast. You're actually empowered by the Antichrist.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
Look at your young men fighting. Look at your women crying. Look at your young men dying. Way they've always done before.
There is a civil war going on in the United States. We are the counter-revolutionaries countering the British command arms that took over the Federal Reserve in 1913 that set up their command base for the political control of the Congress and the executive and legislative judicial with the Council on Foreign Relations at Pratt House. We are joined by InfoWars.com field reporter Luke Radowski, Sabrina Rivera working with him for InfoWars.com, Tom Foley, who I know well. You'll see him in many photos and videos holding up the 9/11 inside job sign for 4 or 5 years out at Ground Zero. So many other people Matt and others were there. I don't know where to start, so I want the basics to be given to us by Luke Radowski. We'll get a big article out on this at PrisonPlanet.com in the next few hours. Then he's going to go confront Giuliani today. He wants you to be there, confront Giuliani again. Then he's going to come back tonight, upload these to YouTube. We'll then integrate those at probably around 10 o'clock at night or so while I'm busy editing Endgame. I'm also told you before I'm making a film about the 9/11 truth movement, people marching across the country that are doing it, Luke Radowski, the Loose Change Crew. That's the next film I'm going to make, and Luke's shooting footage for that. It is so exciting to see this happening. And I tell you, to be associated with young, I call Luke 21. Excuse me. He's still 20, and he's been in this fight a couple years. He woke up when he saw Police State 2000, and again, that's one of the things I am proud of. I'm not proud of a nice car. I'm not proud of a big house. I'm not proud of my muscles. I'm not proud of, I'm proud of my wife. I'm proud of my children. I'm proud of the good things I've done. I'm proud of the old ladies I've helped across the street or help with their groceries or help when their dog gets out. I'm proud of the bullies who I saw beating somebody up, who I literally tore the living hell out of. I mean, I don't mean to talk like that. I'm just getting real on this show, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I'm proud of the time two or three guys tried to take me down, and I literally sent them to the hospital. I'm proud of my forefathers that stood up against tyranny. I'm proud of my forefathers that died at the Alamo and fought at San Jacinto. And I'm telling you, I am proud of all of you out there and your forebears that stood up against tyranny. And I'm proud of Luke Radowski and the things that he's done and the things that his friends have done. They are brothers and sisters forever. And the death threats they've gone through and everything they've done in the heart of the beast, in the capital of the New World Order, in one of the triple capitals of the New World Order, there in New York City, and everything they've gone through, and Silverstein thugs threatening to claim they had bombs on them, to send them to jail, and just everything else. And now, in the last few days, they've confronted David Rockefeller, Al Gore. They have confronted Rudolph Giuliani. This is absolutely off the charts. Luke Radowski, thank you for coming on, my brother.
Yeah, man, no problem. Good to have me on there. And don't forget John Edwards and the president of the CFR, Richard Haass, man. It's been a crazy week. The last 7 days, I mean, we hit all these people up last 7 days, and the videos are going to be coming out soon, and we did a lot of great stuff. I'm telling you right now, just what we did to Giuliani today is going to send a message to everybody. And we have a great team here. We have, Tom Foti, Sabrina, my friend Matt, even Cosmos was out here from TruthAction.org last week, and we've been doing a lot of great work out here, man. I'm telling you.
Absolutely, my friend. Break it down. We're going to put Tom Foti, extremely intelligent, articulate, expert on the New World Order, and Sabrina Rivera, who I've had the pleasure to meet, I remember, but I don't know her too well. Really glad that they have now gotten into the InfoWars team and are there with you, Luke, side by side. Break it down, who you confronted first, how it all started, and then the infiltration of the Council on Foreign Relations.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty interesting. Last Tuesday, we went by David Rockefeller's house here in New York City on the Upper West Side, and we went by his house. We saw
you guys have kept this quiet because you didn't want him to come after the video, but at the same time, my God, next time you do this, I've got to know quicker, Luke. I know you keep it under your hat to kind of have a streak, but it's safer to get it out public, but go ahead.
Yeah, I was trying to call you guys. I really couldn't get in contact with you.
You haven't been able to get in touch with us since Tuesday?
Yeah, I've been trying to call you guys. I don't know what's been going on.
Well, the problem is we're getting 500 phone calls a day, but we're going to give you a special extension, and we're going to start checking the phones here. Okay, go ahead.
Great. Yeah, Tuesday we went in front of David Rockefeller's house. It was me, Tom Foti, and Cosmos, and we basically asked him a question, and I made a statement to him. And I basically
let me stop you. Describe this. Describe what time it was, what his house looks like, where it's located. Go through it all.
Oh, his house is on 146 65th Street and Lexington on the Upper West Side here in New York City. Upper East Side, excuse me, and it's a big house. He has a lot of cameras out there. He had three black SUVs out in front of his house, and again, many camcorders all over the place. We were staking out the place for a while, and luckily we got lucky that Tuesday, and as we saw him coming out, we basically just ran up to him. I had my camera, Tom Foti had his camera, Cosmos had his camera, and we just told him, we basically just gave him a statement. We told him that, his new world was going down, national sovereignty is going to prevail. Tom Foti told, I'm gonna put Tom Foti on the line soon, and he said something to him too, and he just panicked and just ran in this car with all his thugs all over the place.
Did he have Mr. Ford with him, the bodyguard that's always by his side, and when we've seen him?
I'm not familiar with Ford.
I'll be able to identify as soon as I... Look, I got to see this video. This is going to be the creme de la creme. Also, you've got Giuliani in front of. We'll get into that in a moment. Let's go to Tom Afote. Tom, tell us exactly what happened.
How you doing, Alex?
Hey, man, good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you. How have you been?
Good. For those who don't know who Tom is, if you watch our CFR protest of last September 12th, out front, exposing them for being involved in 9/11. You see Tom there screaming and yelling at the New World Order wearing a suit. Go ahead, Tom.
Well, let's see. Where do you want me to start with? Is Dave Rockefeller?
Yeah, just blow by blow, my friend.
Okay, well, we heard about where he lived, and we said, let's take a chance. We went up there, Cosmos. I think he's trying to attack us right now. And Cosmos happened to be staying here for that week. And we just took a chance, and we went up there, and we waited. It was about 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock.
Waiting. And God was with you.
And God was with us. And I had been up there once before in that area, and I saw his car, and it was the car that he uses, and it was a black Caddy. And we saw the black Caddy pull up. So we figured either he was going to come up and out, or he was going to come out of the house, one or the other. So we just waited there, and luckily... His bodyguards came out, and he came out, and he was with a woman. I don't know if it was Peggy is still alive, actually. I don't know if it was her. But he was in a tuxedo, and actually, maybe he was going to an event of some kind. And Luke just converged on him. I have a great shot with him facing Luke off. And Luke was telling him about the New World Order, how he's not going to succeed, he's going down. And there was actually a plan for Luke to autograph he had Dave Rockefeller's book. We had a loose plan, which was for Luke to stop him and ask him for an autograph.
And, of course, his book calls for the end of America.
Yeah, his book explicitly states, Alex, that he was working against the United States. He says it.
He is a treasonous larcenous piece of filth.
Right, yeah, page 405. So the plan was for Luke to stop him and then us to converge with the cameras. But there was a whole bunch of bodyguards who didn't, who kind of were obstacles to that. But we did our best. So then he was going towards the car, so Luke was shouting at him, and I had the camera, and I was talking to him. I had read something on Blogger about a citizen's grand jury that reached probable cause for further investigation to David Rockefeller for conspiracy to commit mass murder. So I basically slimmed that down to a question and just said, Mr. Rockefeller, the citizen's grand jury is indicting you for the crimes of 9/11. How do you respond, sir? So he was saying that. I was just right on the other side of his car when he was saying that, when I was saying that. I'm sorry. And he couldn't get into his car fast enough. I can't describe how he was affected. It looked to us like he was flustered. He turned around for a moment, not knowing who was going to get in the car first, and then he got in. But this was all happening while the security guards were shoving us out of the way. You know, so it was a bit of a tension.
Now, were you on his property when they were shoving you?
Well, we were in front of the house. We were on the side. Luke was on the side.
Well, then they shouldn't have done that. That's assault.
Yeah, you know, you're probably right, Alex. We probably couldn't have him for assault.
You need to go ahead and file assault charges on David Rockefeller's bodyguards.
Okay, and we have it on film. Cosmos.
Well, I mean, I hope you guys know what you did is extremely dangerous. Let's just be honest about it. You just went up against the head of the North American arm, the super state. We're talking about the emperor. And good job. I mean, I'm telling you, this is hardcore.
Well, thank you very much, Alex. We really didn't think about the danger when we were doing it. We thought about the people that we lost. You know, we thought about Daniel Wallace and his dad, and we thought about some friends of mine.
No, I understand. I know why you do what you do. God bless you. Mm-hmm. What else did Luke say, what else was said?
Well, it wasn't a very long confrontation. I mean, the whole thing probably lasted about 50 seconds, less than a minute, you know. Luke stated to him clearly that that the New World Order was going to go down, that that he was here to deliver the message himself personally, that he's not going to be able to run our lives. And I just screamed my question about twice to him. But, you know, and Luke got pretty much face-to-face into one of the security
guards. Now, did Luke have a camera in his hand, too, and you
had
one?
He had a hidden camera. He had a camera in his hand. Did you have a camera in your hand, Luke? Also, when he had the...
Pure gold. Absolute gold. Let me talk to Luke real fast. We got plenty of time. I want to hold you guys over and talk about Giuliani coming up, how Al Gore got confronted, you went into the CFR. I mean, I love it. Just daring raids into the heart of the New World Order. hitting multiple big targets here in the info war. Absolute, I mean, this is deep bombing behind enemy lines of major, and I mean that in the info war sense, folks. I mean of major enemy installations here. Because again, by putting this on the web, we'll show everybody who the true controllers are, who the masters are. We're going behind the veil here, and we're illustrating it with just incredible theater of reality. This is just absolutely avant-garde what's happening. Let's throw Luke on real fast. Luke, what was it like?
I'm just going to say, like, you were...
Well, I'm going to hold you over. I'm going to hold you over. Go ahead.
Here's Luke. Hey, man.
What was he... Luke, how close were you to Rockefeller?
I was face-to-face with him. I saw him straight-faced. I saw evil, man. I saw darkness. I saw scum, trash, basically, and it was
kind of
scary.
Did he try to stare you down with the cold depths of hell?
It was pretty scary, but then his security guard just shoved me away and kind of put me away from me. He was kind of running away in his car.
Did he set his teeth? Like, did he show his teeth? Because he likes to do that.
I think he actually did show his teeth.
No, of course he did. Yeah.
He glanced at me, he looked at his teeth with his eyes, and it was kind of glaring, kind of looming.
That guy has got tens of millions. Literally, folks, that guy is evil. That guy is as evil as Hitler.
Yeah, I mean, look at his eugenics and population control work. Look at him financing all these, you know...
Cancer in the vaccines, things. That guy is the ultimate.
Yeah, that guy's the ultimate scum. He's one of the top New World Order elite trash that I think we have to concentrate as a movement on. And I think if we're not doing that, we're wasting our time. We can't start going after puppets. We have to go after the true seat of power. The people who own the Federal Reserve, the people at the Bilderberg meetings. And I'm telling you right now, we hit about three members of the Bilderberg last week. David Rockefeller, John Edwards... And Richard Haas, if I believe, I think he's also Bilderberg.
Okay, now what happened is you finally called my cell phone, which is the number for you to call. I at least check that three or four times a day, Luke.
Mm-hmm.
And I got your messages from 8:15 this morning when I guess you guys decided to let everybody know about this. But I'm going to give you some other hotline numbers to make sure this doesn't happen. You're probably just calling the main media line.
Yeah, not a problem. And, yeah, today we were out seeing Giuliani. It's important to know Giuliani is also going to continue his speaking tour today in the city. And I want to tell everybody, anybody in the tri-state area, if you're in Brooklyn or anywhere in New York City, Giuliani is speaking today from 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn, on 476th and 76th Street. This is today. This is still going on today. And also, later on tonight, he's speaking in Staten Island from 7 through 9 p.m. at Vanderbilt South Beach, Staten Island, at Father Cadone Boulevard. He's speaking. Let's go out there. Let's confront him. Let's talk about him. And today, one of my very good friends, Sabrina Rivera, who's also connected with the family members, who's also lost a loved one on 9/11, Lieutenant Robert Wallace, asked him a question. And he and all the media was there. He didn't know nothing, and he lied. I could have Sabrina on, and she can tell you what kind of questions she
Yes, and then I want to go back to Tom. I want to go back to you. I want to hold you guys over. Let me go to Sabrina Rivera.
I'm giving you Sabrina right now.
Hi, Alex. Sabrina, how are you?
Hi, Sabrina. I want to commend you for having the courage to confront Giuliani. Tell us what happened.
Basically, we got up this morning about 5 a.m. We're about maybe had a half hour of sleep, and we just drove. We drove out to the Bronx. We got there about 7 o'clock, and we were just waiting out there. And
where was he speaking?
He was speaking in the Bronx. It was called Seashore Restaurant, and it was a fundraiser for the Boy Scouts of America. And we basically waited out there until he came, and I had the hidden camera on me, and I shook his hand, and I told him, you know, I'm a 9/11 victim family member, and I told him that because he came to the memorial service for Lieutenant Robert F. Wallace in October 2001. And then I nonchalantly just asked him, I said, you reported to Peter Jennings specifically that the towers 1 and 2 were going to collapse. And I told him that no steel structure in history has ever come down due to fire, and how come the people in the buildings weren't notified, and who the hell else knew about this. And I also asked him nonchalantly, how can you sleep at night?
And what did the creatures...
And during this whole time, he's shaking my hand during this whole time, and he basically said I had no prior knowledge.
Did he wipe that penguin smile off his face, or did he?
No, he had that. Yeah, he had that just that stupid smile on his face, that smirk, and I bet he didn't even remember going to the memorial service.
I mean, that guy literally looks like a barracuda, and
yeah,
I don't normally go off looks, but I mean, he radiates evil.
Yeah, he does.
Nothing compared to Rockefeller. He's more like a lower demon, but more like a Loki or something. But I mean, I just can't handle it anymore. I'm so sick of looking at him.
Yeah, and it made, you know, even during the whole time I was shaking because, you know, since I'm a family member, it's just me asking him this question, just, you know.
He's a hardcore killer. You're looking at somebody to kill a member of your family.
Yeah, exactly. And, I was surprised I didn't break down. I was shaking the whole time, but, you know, I got whatever I
had. Well, that shaking was power rising up in you against your enemy.
Exactly. And we're going to see him again today in Bayridge, Brooklyn, and I have another question to ask him because his Secret Service, of course, you know, they pushed him away and, they told us to leave. And actually, the owner of the restaurant came out and was like, oh, this is private property. You can't be in. I was like, well, you know what? We're waiting for him. I'm a victim's family member. And he's like, I don't care who you are. So.
Yeah, we want the son of a known mob boss here to, I mean, now the mob doesn't just have their, you know, their thugs out on the street. They're Secret Service. That's how America works here. While Bush is busy ending the country right now, this is unbelievable. Well, Sabrina, I am just so honored and so thankful that you're working with Luke and that you and Tom Foti are working with Luke, and it's so good to have you here with us. And when we get back, stay there. I want you to tell people about the family that you did lose on 9/11 so we can really personalize this for people. I want to go back to Tom Foti and Luke Radowski and talk about some of the other people you confronted. The daring raid into the Council on Foreign Relations. They're at Mach 10 with their hair on fire, engaging the New World Order capital ships at point-blank range.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is, you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Come, you masters of war. You that build the big guns. You that build the death planes. You that build all the bombs. You that hide behind walls. It'd hide behind this.
I'm literally hyperventilating over the State of Rockefeller footage. Luke and the crew have got a dub copies. Mail them to me today. They've got to go confront Giuliani. And then somehow he's going to try to come back and upload it to YouTube. But the key is getting multiple copies of that out to other sources immediately. That is absolute gold. To have three different camera angles of David Rockefeller. Oh, he's so evil. Let's go back to Sabrina Rivera. Sabrina?
Hi. God
bless you. Tell us who you lost on 9/11.
I actually lost, his name is Lieutenant Robert F. Wallace. He's actually Dan Wallace's father. And it was weird, you know, that day, it was his first day back to work. He was on medical leave for the whole summer, and it was just ironic that was his first day back to work, and that first day, and that was it. He, you know, that was his first and last day.
And for folks that don't know, tell them who Dan Wallace is.
Dan Wallace, he was also part of WeAreChange.org, and he recently just passed away. A lot of people know on January 29, 2007, and he was a courageous young man that just fought for truth and was just trying to find answers. Just to, you know, something to justify his father's death, but, you know, it's still, we're still fighting now, we'll keep fighting until we get justice for not only Robert F. Wallace, but for the rest of the victims and the first responders.
And Sabrina, you were real close friends with him, weren't you?
Yes, I was Dan Wallace's girlfriend.
Yeah, that's what I had remembered reading.
Right.
Yeah, so that is family. Well, that's just terrible what happened to Dan, of course, and his father, but what you're doing keeps their memory alive. Anything else you want to add concerning Giuliani?
Well, when I see him today, I have another question for him, and I hope, you know what, I hope he tries to answer me. Would you like to know the question?
Yes, go ahead.
Why in your attempt to destroy evidence did you throw 45% of victims in a dump? What were you trying to cover up? How could you disrespect the family members by not having a thorough investigation? You're a real investigator, so you know damn well not to throw away evidence. And that's basically, and I want to see the expression on his face when I ask him that.
Well, you know, they talk about us saying we shouldn't bring up 9/11 and it hurts the victims' families. But
right.
The families, the majority of them on record, believe it's an inside job now or question the official story. Bare minimum, the vast majority question it. And we're not the ones using it to be mixed in with concrete for the potholes.
Right.
And that's Associated Press, by the way. That's not, I mean, they're the ones that could care less and covered everything up. Sabrina, I want to get you back on tomorrow after your latest Sardi coming up against Giuliani today. And, again, thank you for joining us.
Oh, yeah, thank you very much for having me.
You bet. I want to go back to Tom Foti if we can, Luke, because Tom had something he wanted to add before he handed the phone back to you. Tom, are you there?
Alex, I just wanted to say that you've been a great inspiration to us as well, and it's funny. You had sent, after, I think it was after the Silverstein video, when Luke and I were holding the banner outside of Silverstein's Building 7.
Yes.
You sent us two cameras. And one of the cameras is one I used to photograph David Rockefeller. So it really came into play there. Thank you so much. The other thing I want to add is that just my belief, my deep-seated belief that we're going to win this and that the guys in power, they don't have as much power over us as they think they have. They don't have an army of their own. They don't have a police force of their own. They have to use ours. And as long as our movement keeps growing and the awareness keeps growing that 9/11 was an inside job, we'll get more of those policemen, we'll get more of the military on our side, and the big guys won't have anybody to enforce the police state.
Tom, stay there. Luke, stay there. Sabrina, stay there. 70-second break. Second hour will start, and I'm going to spend two more segments with our daring crew to talk about other globalists they confronted in the last week and the infiltration of the Council on Foreign Relations. Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.